Don't be a victim. Again, the room was silent. I could tell that many other people were faced with similar financial challenges. It's not the $10 million that is so important, I said softly. It's about taking control of your own financial future. It's about you learning to play your own game of money rather than letting someone else take your money and play the game for you. I'm not talking about you getting rich quick, yet you could. It is about understanding why the rich are getting richer and what you need to do in order not to be a victim of the game of money. I don't want you to be a victim of the game and of those who run the game. By understanding the game, you can have more control and then take greater responsibility over your money and your financial future. It is not too late. Can I win the game? The young woman asked. Sure, I replied. It begins with a change in attitude. After a change of attitude, write up a 10-year plan. I repeat, it's not about getting rich quick. It's about learning the game and playing the game. Once you learn the game becomes more fun. As the years go on, most people say, "Why didn't I do this earlier? This is a fun game. And if I do not change, I don't have much of a chance of winning, do I?" Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but with three young kids, aging parents, plus yours and your husband's own financial needs, I would say the game is winning right now, not you. It's never too late to start, so start as early as possible. All I ask is don't wait until all your money and all your energy are gone, or take bad financial advice and invest for the long term, only to find out that the investments you put your hard-earned money in did not perform as well as you expected. Or simply keep working harder and harder, hoping your money problems will go away, or even worse, knowing that you will never be able to stop working. Please do not be like the millions of people who wake up one day and ask, "Who took my money?"